Alaska Airlines customers will soon have to burn more miles in order to qualify for free tickets offered through the airline's Frequent Flyer Awards program. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, Alaska Airlines says high fuel prices are behind the change.
As it stands now, customers can qualify for a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines anywhere within the continental U.S. and Alaska for as little as 20,000 miles with what is called a Coach Saver Award. Rick Rasmussen oversees the frequent flyer program for Alaska Airlines. Come November, he says it will take 25,000 miles to obtain the same award, which will be renamed a Super Saver Award.
And that puts it at parity with many of the major programs who have been at 25,000 miles for many years. When we originally started that award, fuel was very inexpensive and we had low cost. And we were also only flying along the west coast of the United States and up into Alaska. In the years since, we've also expanded our network across the United States, and there was a lot of pressure to raise award levels accordingly.
Customers can currently qualify for a peak award, which allows more flexibility with 40,000 miles. That award level is being renamed the Full Flex Award and will require 55,000 miles. Rasmussen says the airline is creating a new mid-level award called a Choice Award at the 40,000-mile level.
Basically, you can now, if you can't find a Saver Award, you have this middle Choice Award level that has significantly more coach fare availability that is less miles than the peak award. So you have something positioned in the middle.
The airline will also institute a new $25 fee for each award booked on a partner airline. There will continue to be no award fee or fuel surcharge for award travel on Alaska Airlines or Horizon Air. And customers who take advantage of the company's 50% discount of up to $250 for 15,000 miles round trip will no longer be allowed to accumulate mileage for that ticket. Rasmussen says high fuel prices are behind the changes. He says the airline is not looking to reduce the number of award tickets it issues each year.
It's for us to be able to burn off more miles from the books because we carry that all as a liability. And you know, the more miles that we burn off, the more cost savings we have. In fact, we'd like to have more people flying on awards, but it's just to increase the number of miles that we're able to burn off the books, which helps our economics.
Rasmussen says the airline issued over 1 million award tickets last year alone. He says around 10% of passengers on any given Alaska Airlines flight are flying on awards. The new changes take effect for mileage plan awards redeemed on or after November 1st. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.